RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. It's Bud Light Big Game Week. Live from Radio Row in Las Vegas, this is MP on the Mic with Michael Phillips.
It's Bud Light Big Game Week. We are live from Radio Row 1031. Thank you for joining us on the home of the Commanders, the new 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Hope everybody's doing well out in beautiful Richmond, Virginia. Been a cold and rainy week here in Vegas. We are thrilled to have on the line our next guest. You remember him from that time he won the Super Bowl, as well as other great moments. Joe Theismann. What is up, Joe?
Hey, MP, how are you? So you got a little rain out there in Vegas, huh?
A little rain out here in Vegas. I did not have that one on my bingo card. Of course, when you're in Vegas, there are lots of things on the bingo card. It's a very big one.
Yes, it is. The thing is you never get the clothing right, though. That's the problem.
That is so true. I want to ask you about everything going on with the Commanders now, obviously, in the turnover. But, you know, we have you on. You know, I know you get lots of requests this week. Every year the Super Bowl comes around. Does it still bring back the memories? Does this week still resonate for you?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great week. It's a great week of memories. You know, I just think of the one we won. That other one I just block out of my mind.
There you go.
But it is. It's a great week. It's great to see. I'm headed out there tomorrow. So it's a chance to be able to see the guys that you haven't seen in a long time. And a lot of the players, a lot of the retired players, some of the active players. It's almost like a big homecoming for the NFL, for me anyway, this particular week, no matter where the Super Bowl is played. And now with it being in Vegas, it's an exciting time with everything that's been going on in gaming. And you know, you're in the heart of it right now with the games and with the game coming up. And, you know, it is. It's a lot of fun. And then a lot of reminiscing, you know, a lot of looking back on, you think about the preparation, you think about the game, you think about the feelings after. Nothing like it. Incredible experience.
It's always fantastic, and of course, this is a special year, the anniversary of that 83 season where you were the NFL MVP. And, I mean, it was – everybody asks you to compare them. It's always an unfair question to ask. Was that your guys' best offense that year? I mean, you guys were humming that year.
Oh, yeah. We you know, I mean, really, when you think about it, Coach Gibbs took over in 81. We go 0-5. Then after that, we sort of start to find ourselves a little bit. We go 8-3 the rest of that season. Then the Super Bowl season, we go 12-1. And people forget that was a strike-shortened season. We only played, I think we played, what, 9 regular season games?
Yeah,
and then everything was like a wild card. So we wind up 12-1 and win the world championship. And it's funny, you can't imagine. I mean, maybe you have dreams. You do have dreams. You have dreams about winning a championship, but until it actually happens, it's surreal. It's you really are just playing a game. You're doing the same thing that you've been doing for years. I mean, this was, you know, it was January of 83 for us, and I've been in the league almost 10 years. And here comes that moment when right now you stand at the top of the mountain with the team. I mean, we are the world champions. We are the best in football. And one of the things I always enjoyed in preparation for the two of them was I like being one of the last teams standing. I analogize it this way. If you're in a golf tournament and you're near the lead, everybody's on the range hitting balls. And then everybody goes to their tee times. And then another group goes to their tee times. And another group goes to their tee times. And then you look around the range, and it's just you and maybe two or three other people. That's a neat feeling. It's the same thing for me when it came to the Super Bowl. You know, people got eliminated. People got eliminated. And all of a sudden, we were one of the last two teams standing. And it was, I remember a lot about the preparation. I had about an hour and a half conversation with a dear friend of mine by the name of Burt Reynolds, because we played in Pasadena, and Buddy and I had known each other for a while. And so we talked on the phone Saturday night for about an hour and a half about a lot of different things. I remember Coach Gibbs, what he talked about in the meeting Saturday night, our quarterback meeting. First thing I did when I got to the stadium, I walked the entire football field from end zone to end zone. I just wanted to take in that moment. After we won the championship, I sat down with George Michael in the middle of the football field, with the lights, with the mist of California coming in and the lights somewhat shining bright, and that scoreboard is right in front of me. I can close my eyes today and I can look up and still see that scoreboard. So that moment stays with you forever.
Man, that is cool. Love hearing Joe Theismann take a trip down memory lane. And, of course, new ownership, new energy, new coach, number two draft pick, hoping to maybe make some more of those memories in the coming year. I'll leave it open-ended for you, Joe. What do you make of this round of hires and the people they've brought in? Is there anybody that excites you or that gets you thinking, you know, that this is a really good hire or opportunity for the team?
I think it is a good hire. I think Dan's a heck of a coach. I mean, he's gone to, two or three Super Bowls. I mean, he understands what it's like to get to the top of the mountain. He's had success wherever he's been. And, you know, the big thing about a head coach is who do you hire? It's just like being an executive. You can't handle everything yourself. You need to find the right kind of people to do the job that you want to get done to be successful. I think in Dan's case, first of all, I think it was a terrific hire. I think the Ben Johnson situation sort of, you know, took people by surprise, him staying in Detroit, but that's fine. I mean, I hope he got the bump that he deserved. And I think Detroit believes that if they can remain with continuity on the offensive side of the ball, they can have a shot to be back next year in the playoffs and in a championship game. So, you know, that makes sense. But Dan Quinn has such great experience. The hires are interesting. You know, Joe Witt he's been with Dan, so they know the defense. He knows what he wants. But Cliff Kingsbury is an interesting hire to me because, remember, he had Kyler Murray in Arizona and Johnny Manziel, Mahomes, Mayfield, all guys that could move around. And he also happened to be one of the offensive coaches, in Southern Cal last year where Caleb Williams is, which tends me to believe that if, let's say Caleb Williams is drafted by Washington, he will be familiar with the offense. There won't be that obvious rookie transition from college to pro game. And the biggest part of that is terminology, knowing what to call, knowing where to go with the ball, knowing how to read things. You know, that's a step that will be advanced for him. And that's what I'm looking at. That's why the hires to me are interesting, is familiarity in both offensive and defensive coordinators.
You mentioned Caleb Williams. I know people out here get excited hearing that name, but all the names are exciting. Drake May, Jaden Daniels, all the way on down. A ton of good quarterbacks in this draft. It's so important to get that position right and to nail that one. What would you tell whoever it is coming in about what they're going to be up against here in Washington as they work on this rebuilding project?
Well, you know, MP, you just don't know. Each one of the top three brings something different to the table. Drake's a little bit more of a pocket guy. Jalen moves around. Caleb, however it's pronounced, we'll get that squared away at some point in time. But he's a bit raw, great athlete. I watched him make plays against Notre Dame a few years back, and it was all his legs that got it done, scrambling around, making plays. Played in a big-time environment at USC. You know, Drake went on and did an incredible job at North Carolina, and we obviously know what Jalen did down in LSU. So, to me, I think that any one of those guys is going to just have to be able to be sponges, learn as much as you can. There's more of a transition today from the college game to the pro game than we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Obviously, the shotgun, the movement of the quarterback, a lot of different things. Now, the next thing is the verbiage. You're looking at a team, that, for example, just as a reference point, the San Francisco 49ers, the Green Bay Packers, their offensive coordinators, you know, Matt LaFleur up in Green Bay, Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco. You look at how close they come to getting delay of game penalties because the verbiage is so long. It's so hard. It's like it's learning an entire different language. I wouldn't be surprised if San Francisco gets at least one delay of game, possibly more, only because you have to get all that out of your mouth and get everybody lined up and going. So that's part of the learning process. It isn't just your physical skills. To me, the physical part of the game, lots of guys have physical skills. But how do you handle the mental aspect, the ability to call plays, the ability to call them in a very timely fashion, to be able to read the defenses, to be able to communicate with everybody? I mean, those are all parts of the game that people sort of overlook a little bit. All they want to look at is, whoa, we can run, whoa, we can throw. There's a lot more to the position than that.
No doubt about it. Nobody knows that better than Joe Theismann. Pleased to have him joining us here on The Fan this morning. MP on the mic. Joe, my guy Bennett Zier, he's our boss here. He says to say hey to you. He says you were one of the good ones in the early days at WTEM. There's another throwback for us.
Oh, my God. Tell me, you know, I did radio. I did morning drive in Washington in 82 and 83. I love radio. You know, what you can do, MP, is you can paint pictures for people. And then they can imagine things. You know, some mornings I'd get up and it'd be cloudy and, you know, we'd start the show at 6 a.m. and say, oh, geez, a big snowstorm. People don't know it's not snowing. You can mess with their heads. I mean, I mean, you can tell them anything you want. It's dark. They're still in their bedroom. They have no idea what's going on. And, oh, you better get up early. And it's like you get out and it's a sunny day and they get pissed off at you. I mean, it's just, I love the radio medium. I really do. It's like I say, you can paint pictures for people, and sometimes it's a lot of fun. I used to have an argument. I used to argue with myself on the air. So in other words, I'd be, you know, it'd be like, hey, we want to go now to 95 where the traffic is, and then we've got construction here. And so what I'd do is I would play the construction guy as well as the driver. Hey, buddy, come on, get us out of here. We got to get moving. Don't worry about it. I'm working here. I'm trying to get a job done. All right. You know, you sitting in a car. I'm out here in the hot sun. Hey, buddy, don't give me any lip. Hey, don't worry about it, man. We're just going to be trying to get this thing. I mean, I'll tell you, I had the best time. It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
We're having that much fun now. Very much appreciate you taking a few minutes and joining us. Joe Theismann, I don't know. I got some work to do, apparently. I got to work on my voices. I'll come ready next time. All right. Take care. Enjoy your time in Vegas. We'll be thrilled to see you down here.
You bet, MP. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes. Joe Theismann. He'll be down here for the weekend. Everybody's going to be down here for the weekend. It's I know we say that every year at the Super Bowl. Double it at the Vegas Super Bowl. It's incredible. Radio Row's bigger than normal. The talent list is bigger than normal. Everybody who's anybody is down here. And so are we. Rolling right along, taking you up to 12 o'clock. That's when AWOD Radio takes over. Grant and Danny drive you home. You know what you're listening to. It's 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.